السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكمن لي الله أن موسى أن إسحاق يؤتون إن تريجو إسلام إنترناشنال ميديم ويف 1548 with me your host Hajira Muzobe. A special welcome to those joining us via free to air satellite and on DSTV audio bouquet channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. I hope all our listeners are keeping well and safe, inshallah, this Tuesday afternoon. And I hope that everyone is well rested and more relaxed after the beautiful long weekend we had, inshallah. Now we're starting going back to our routine of the week, inshallah. This is the last week before we go for another school holidays. It's a short break, but it will be well deserved, inshallah. Now, this is what to expect. This is what to expect on our lineup for Isha Weer to Anamtanje for our show today, inshallah. Today, it's all about dua and it being the essence of worship. We will be talking about the importance of dua as well as how to create the love of making dua within us and how to make dua as well. And my guest who will be joining us for an interview today is Abba Rabia Sirat. And Abba will be joining us in the second segment, inshallah, to tell us more about dua and its benefits. And this is what to look forward to on the Reminder Show today, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما وارزقني فهما رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا عليم سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. As we know, whatever knowledge we gain is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it's best that we ask for his guidance and his assistance. As we said, dear listeners, we are talking about dua. And as you know, dua is the most powerful weapon that a believer can have. And that is because it is through dua that we have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through dua that difficulties can be removed and trials made easier for us. It is dua that gives us believers. It gives us as believers hope and yakin in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, last week I was speaking about yakin and how to build in on that yakin. One of the things I've mentioned was dua, hence we are doing dua today. And as you know, that it's not only the weapon of a believer, but it's also what gives us hope and yakin in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, dear listeners, as human beings, our lives are full of tests. Well, you know, our lives here in this dunya are full of trials and tests. Sometimes it may be that we have events in our lives that causes happiness, and sometimes we have times where by the decree and plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it will be times of difficulty and distress. And that is the order of life, that no one experiences total bliss nor difficulty in their life, because life by its very nature is a test. And so at every test, there are some good questions and there are some bad questions that you come across in your life out of the, you know, out of the paper, and like thinking your brains out. So in the same way, with this test of life, there are times where we have, you know, ease in our lives. And there are times where we have such difficult trials and tests that, you know, we experience, because life is a test in its own. As we know that we are sent in this world to come to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that no test comes easy. And as believers, we are tested more. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Kabut, in Ayah 2, that do people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe and not and will not be tested? Now, this is an ayah telling us that, you know, as believers, we are going to be tested more. We are going to be, you know, in situations or such trials which are more difficult in order to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an ayat in Surah An-Kabut where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَن يَتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَنُونَ. The people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe and will not be tested. In actual fact, dear listeners, this ayat is actually like a rebuke for us as Muslims, that we shouldn't think that our life will go easy, that our life will be so smooth sailing just because we are saying that we are Muslims. In fact, as believers, our tests are going to be endless. And our iman is also going to be tested in many ways with many difficulties. And those difficulties are in many ways as well. You know, those difficulties may be physical, where we are challenged with our health, you know, with maybe our speech, our walking. We might have an impediment somewhere where we are not able to do certain things that we were able to do when we were physically fit and so on. So these are the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give us. And sometimes it may be financial as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a financial test where we will see that maybe we are going through a difficult month. Sometimes we have unexpected costs that may be may put us in a difficult situation during that month. Or sometimes it may be a psychological test where we will find that, you know, we do not have the strength, the ability to think anymore. We don't have the strength, you know. We don't have, you know, somebody might be going through anxiety and so on. So all these are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even sometimes we may have emotional tests where we will find maybe we lose someone that we love, so it becomes a sad emotional test for us. It may, sometimes we might find that, you know what, we become down and feel depressed at something, at times. So these are all tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it may all come at once, where we will see that, you know what, like the saying says, when it rains, it pours. Maybe like that, where we have tests, like in abundance, where we are tested in physical, financial, psychological, and even emotional. All these tests may come at once, or sometimes maybe one after the other. You'll find, well, in the normal, sometimes what happens, one month it will be this test, and the next month it will be this test, and the next month will be that test. So these are the tests that we may go through. And that is also the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will test us, you know, with fear, with hunger, loss of wealth, life, fruits. In fact, this is an ayat in Surah Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He will test us with fear, that He will test us with fear, hunger, loss of wealth, life of fruits, like abundance food. This, all of this comes, and the only thing that can get us through all these tests that we may go through, dear listeners, the only thing that can help us, and the only thing that we can rely, not the only thing we can rely on, but the only thing that, you know what, can give us the strength to go through that difficulties, is dua, supplicating and seeking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this was the practice of the Anbiya alayhi salam as well, that whenever they were faced with difficulty, they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. And many duas we find in the Quran as well are the duas that the Anbiya alayhi salam made. So when we are making dua, we are following the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So we are, this is what dua is, where we are opening the gateway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, you know, to have our test easy, for us to, you know, go through whatever difficulty we may go, we be going through with ease. And not only sometimes asking Allah to help us go through the test with ease, but also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, remove whatever difficulty we may be going through at that moment through dua. And dua is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us, dear listeners. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to do, and encourages us in many ayat that we find. One of the famous ayats that we hear where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about dua, tells us about dua, is when He tells us that, you know what, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my servant asks you, O Muhammad, about me, tell them that I am near. I answer the supplication of those who supplicate to me. So this is that promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hear our supplications. You know, it may be sometimes that discovering which, you know what, our du'as are not accepted. We think that our du'as are not accepted, or that our du'as are not heard. We feel that we are going through this difficulty, and we cannot go through, there's no one listening to us. Sometimes, you know, people are thinking that, you know what, they are going through pain in silence, without realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah is the one that can share in the pain by them asking and seeking assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to make dua, to ask from Him. And He tells us that, you know what, He accepts our du'as. That ujibu da'awata da'i idha da'an. When my servant calls upon me, I then answer his supplication. When my servant supplicates upon me, then I answer his supplication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts any dua that we make, and that we make, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ease by giving that dua to us. And that is the power of dua, dear listeners, that whenever we are making a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings about, you know, that so many things. You might be asking, so how is dua a powerful weapon of a believer? You know, they tell us that dua is a weapon of a believer, and that there is power in dua. You might be asking, so how is this making dua the powerful weapon of a believer? You know, firstly, dear listener, is a form of network to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are making a dua, when you are in dua, we are communicating to Allah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are telling our problems to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, you know, we are, you know, sometimes people always say that, you know, you must speak out, you must be able to communicate with people. And sometimes it may not be easy to communicate with just anyone. So when you are making dua, you are having a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, communicating with someone that knows you better. So communicating with your creator, the one who created the problems that you may face, you might be going through at that moment. So you are having a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, communicating with him your problems and asking assistance from him. So when you are making dua, you're not going through any other channels, but you are lifting your duas, asking the person who is in control of life and everything to assist you in what ever difficulty you may be going through. And that is the power of dua, that we are asking directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asking Allah's assistance. And also the power of dua is that it has the ability to change destiny. It has the ability to change our taqdeer. No, nothing can change taqdeer besides dua. So whenever we are making dua, we might be in difficult situations. We might be in situations that are heartbreaking at sometimes, or we might be in situations that, you know what, lead us to feel helpless. But when we are making dua, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change that helplessness, to change that taqdeer. You know, something might be written that, you know what, our test will last longer than what we expect. But when we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, elevate the test, to remove the test through dua, then it changes it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua and changes whatever difficulty that was written for us. It changes. So this is the ability and this is the power of making dua. Whenever you're making dua in, you know, in difficulty, and you are raising your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a powerful tool for you to use. It creates, you know, another powerful thing about dua is that it creates such an emotional and spiritual connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, you know, after we have made dua sincerely, after we have sincerely asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have placed our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also placing the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will help through the difficulty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you through the test you are going through, making dua and having the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua, it leaves a feeling of contentment and ease. So after you see, dear listeners, sometimes we will see that, you know what happens after we have made dua, after Skatugensi dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens is, if, you know, it's something we come to and make dua, we have so many emotions. Sometimes maybe that we have emotions, we're feeling sad, we're overwhelmed with that sadness. So sometimes we are coming in dua and, you know, you need a comfort. The moment you make the dua and you have sincerely placed your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have sincerely made it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having hope in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and placing it and having it yakin in Allah, accepting in your dua, then it leaves a feeling of contentment afterwards and ease. You feel more relaxed afterwards. You feel more, you know, because it has created that hope and you have left everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dua, then what happens? You are also going to go through that difficulty you may be going through what is. Now it won't be something that is overwhelming. Now it won't be something that, you know what, is so difficult and so challenging for you, because why, you have left it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you've placed it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has first given you a comfort after making your dua for you to go through the test and go through the test with more ease, with more, you know, with more hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will left whatever difficulty you may be going through. And also dua is a powerful weapon, because it gives us a, you know, stability in our thoughts, fearlessness. It gives us stability in our thoughts, in our actions. So we are able to deal with difficulty with sabr and hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us. So when you are making dua, and you're placing your problems and you're placing your difficulties and whatever that you know you may be going through, and you leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you sincerely ask for the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua then gives you that, you know, the strength that you need as a believer. It gives you the strength that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed me to go through at this moment. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me with this test that I am going through right now. So what then it happens that you are able to think in a different way, dear listener. You are able to understand that, you know what, because this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm supposed to go through this test, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that, you know what, after every difficulty, Allah will give us ease. Then you are then able to go through that difficulty or that test that you are going through with so much better stability, so much strength. Your thoughts are different, are completely changed. You know, sometimes you go through such tests, which you know, sometimes what happens is we begin questioning our lives, or we begin having thoughts which are wrong about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we begin feeling like, why me, why has this happened to me, why is this going on to me? So we have these things about you know, about the difficulty we go through, and our thoughts become mixed up, and then what happens, our actions then also become mixed up. Sometimes we feel that, you know what, why should I still make dua if I feel that my duas are not being accepted? Why should I still continue making dua? And this happens a lot. Sometimes people may come and tell us, you know what, make dua. Know that you are going through a difficulty, make dua. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. And we will feel that, how will dua help me? Now, this is the questions we have when we know when we don't have the strength and we don't believe in the dua. So this is what happened. But when we make dua, and you place trust in your dua, what it does to your listeners, it stabilizes our thoughts in our actions. So whatever we do, like for instance, if we had the bad thoughts and we felt it, not our dua is not going to be accepted, well, what would happen? We would just leave making dua. But now if our thoughts have changed and our strength has been put there and we have stability in our thoughts and we have stability in our actions, what happens is that the moment we have controlled our thoughts and we know that it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know this is something we go through, what happened? Yeah, then increasing in our actions, we are increasing in our salah, we are increasing in our dua, we are increasing, you know, that hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. And not only that, we do it with sabr as well. We deal with it with sabr, with so much patience, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to our aid, but in whatever difficulty we may be going through at that moment. And the next thing about the dua that makes dua powerful is that it is a means of asking from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means. Imagine if we didn't have a means of, like, you know, going and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. So this is the dua. Dua is what opens the door for us to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it doesn't require that when we are making dua, so we'll make wudu to go cleanse ourselves and start, you know, like how we're going, when we are going to read salah, start making wudu, prepare ourselves for the salah. Dua is something that, you know, it's such a door which is open that at any time you can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a means that at any time you can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you something. And it doesn't only have to be during difficult times. It doesn't have to be when we are facing tests, but it also at, you know, times of happiness, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase you in happiness. Or in times of ease, where you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, give you, grant you that ease at all times. And grant you such strength and sabr during difficulties that, you know what, that when you are faced with difficulties, you are able to go through it with the strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the power of dua. That it opens this door of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this door of being able to go to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being able to know, to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you, and placing everything upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's also another thing powerful about dua, it is that it is never rejected. It is never rejected. As you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even tells us, call upon me and I will respond. And also, I've mentioned the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And he tells, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَاتَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, that I answer the supplication of the one who is supplicated when one supplicates, we have supplicates, right? All these, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua, it is never rejected. In fact, if we, as long as we do not ask for anything that is haram, that is unlawful, that is, goes against, you know, the teachings of the Prophet, that goes against, you know, worshipping Allah, against the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the dua will be accepted. No, like I said, sometimes people feel it's not, my dua is not accepted, why is it taking forever? As long as we do not question this, as long as we know we don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be hasty, we are not hasty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. Right? So, in fact, Imam Ahmad also recalled that, you know, Abu Sa'id al-Lan said that the Prophet said, no Muslim supplicates to Allah with a dua that does not involve son or cutting the relationship of the womb, but Allah will grant him one of three things. That, you know what? Either his dua, that no person, right? A person makes dua. No person makes dua. And this person in his dua has not involved any sin in his dua, and has not involved, you know, cutting the relations of his family ties and so on, like his bloodline. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the person his dua. Allah will grant him the dua, but will grant him this dua in three ways. The first way is that either that he will either hasten the response to his supplication, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our dua immediately, or save it for him until the hereafter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save it for us. For in the akhirah, will answer it. It might not be answered in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer it in the hereafter. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn an equivalent amount of evil away from him. So that is the three ways it will be accepted, dear listeners. Either it's accepted at that moment when we have made dua, or either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it, accepts it, but then save it for the hereafter, so it won't be accepted at that moment, but it is accepted. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then removes such difficulty that was written for you, maybe it was written for you, away from you. So all these things, like how I mentioned, dua is also a form of, you know, changing our destiny. So when that is how it changes our destiny, Allah removes whatever evil that we might have been written to experience, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes it. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers our dua. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject our dua. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also told us how many, there are three people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reject this application. You know, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, the Prophet said, there are three people who will have their supplications accepted and it will not be rejected. That is the just ruler, the person fasting until he breaks his fast, the supplication of the person who is oppressed, right? So all these, the dua of these people are accepted, and also our duas will be accepted as long, and our duas are all, it's never rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua. And dear listeners, the power of dua is beyond our imagination, because when we are making dua during the times of difficulty, we are literally placing our difficulties and problems in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in control of everything, the creator of everything, and he has the power to do everything. And therefore, when we are placing our du'as, like our difficulty in his hands, he has the power to change the difficulties we may be going through. And that is the power of du'a. And that is why we should always make du'a to solve any of our problems with the help and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear listeners, it is that time for me to take an ad break. We will go for an ad break. And inshallah, when we come back, we will have my guest on and we will continue with the show for today. Stay tuned.
أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكن من الخاسرين.
My Lord, I seek refuge in you from asking that of which I have no knowledge. And unless you forgive me and have mercy upon me, I will be among the losers.
عروس النور يا ألقا تزين في Tune in every Tuesday, 2 to 3 p.m. on The Reminders Show with Hajiram Zobe.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome back. You are tuned into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host Hajira Muzobe, and this is The Reminder Show. We are speaking about dua, the essence of worship, and we do have our guest for today, Aparabia Sidat. Aparabia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen, it's such a pleasure. Jazakallah for having me on.
Jazakallah, Appa, for availing your time. It's always a pleasure to have Appa on with us. Appa, we are talking about one of my favorite things, and that is dua, the essence of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, ayah 60, that, and your Lord proclaimed, pray to me, I will accept. Indeed, those who stay conceited towards worshipping me will enter hell in disgrace. Now, dua is the most powerful weapon of a believer. It can change fate, while no action of ours ever does. It is the essence of ibadah or worship. With it, we can never fail. It is what it is with dua that one becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and opens many doors of blessings and reward. And this is true indeed. Now, but please, my first question to you is, please tell us why dua is the essence of worship and the importance of making dua as much as we can.
Lovely topic, and such a very, very important one, a vital one. Dua is the essence of worship, of ibadah. When we turn to Allah Ta'ala and we make dua to Allah and we ask from Allah, this shows that who we are worshipping. It means that we are firm in our worship, in our ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. Because when a every human needs to turn to some being or something and ask. We need dua. So it's the essence, it shows us, it gives us an indication of our worship. You know, who are we worshipping? We are worshipping Allah, and this is why when we turn to Allah Ta'ala in dua, it makes our ibadah, you know, more firm. It makes it more established. It makes us closer to Allah Ta'ala, and it makes us want to worship Him more.
Jeez.
And this is the whole point, is that because you're not going to go and ask, you know, from someone who you know is not going to be able to deliver to you what you need. So you're not going to, so this is why when we make dua, it shows, it's also a core essence to show us that we worship Allah, and this is why we turn to Allah Ta'ala in dua.
What is it,
dua? Gee.
And Appa, this is also the importance of making dua as well.
Yes, the importance of making dua is that It saves us from shirk, from ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala. And it shows the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, that how we, you know, it makes our faith firmer and it protects us from shirk. That this is why also dua is very, very important. And also, it's a means of also dawah. You know, that we, this is how when we turn to Allah Ta'ala and we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and it makes us more firm, so it makes us also want to invite others to Islam and to show them that, look, you know, all you have to do is lift your hands up and beg from Allah Ta'ala. And, you know, Allah Ta'ala is the one that can solve all of our problems. So it's very, very important for us, because it helps to keep our direction as Muslims as well as believers. It helps to keep us on the straight path, because we know that, you know, there's so much of difficulties going on, and sometimes, you know, we look for solutions, and we need to realize that we need to go to Allah Ta'ala first.
Jeez.
Anything else is secondary.
And it's important to also understand that, that everything else which is secondary, that is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to ask from Him
One of our main concerns we know is that is our risk, is our sustenance. You know, our okay and our health as well, a lot of aspects. I mean, every aspect of our life. And not only in this world, but in the year after. So when Allah Ta'ala is the keeper of everything, Allah Ta'ala has control over everything, then it's so important for us to make dua and beg and ask from the one who has control over everything. Because then Allah Ta'ala is the one that will open up all of the doors for us. You know? So this is why we need to make dua. Don't ever give up on dua. Dua is one thing that we must never, never ever give up on dua. Because shaitan will, the first thing that he wants to do, obviously, is to make, you know, that we must stop asking from Allah. He wants to make us despondent and say, see, you know, why are you making that dua? It's not getting accepted. So it's more important for us to stick to dua, to make sure that we are asking from Allah Ta'ala first.
Okay, Appa, as you know, dua has many benefits, and one of those benefits is that it can change our fate, our taqdeer, our destiny, as we may call it. So, Appa, what are the benefits of, making dua?
It's so beautiful to make dua. And I want to also touch on this thing that it can save us from a calamity as well. You know, sometimes we feel our dua is not being answered. It's not, our dua is definitely answered. Dua, when we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, it is answered. So either we receive it in this world. That's one of the ways that the dua is answered. Allah grants us in this world what we have asked of Him. Or a calamity is averted from us. So that is such a great benefit, because like if we think about it, you know, alhamdulillah, all the times that we are making dua to Allah Ta'ala, imagine how many calamities could be averted from us, pushed away from us. So that is such a great blessing in itself. And the third is that Allah Ta'ala will store it for us in the year after. So if we feel that, okay, it's not granted to us in this world, then we should be even more happy and excited, because Allah Ta'ala is storing it for us in the year after. And it's mentioned to the effect that in the year after, when we are going to see that treasure, that dua that was not answered in this world, when we're going to see it in the year after, that how it, you know, what a treasure has been stored for us, we're going to wish that none of our du'as were answered in this world. So it's like beyond anything that we can ever imagine. And every time we are making du'a, we should remember this and let us, you know, ask from Allah Ta'ala for everything. Nothing is too insignificant. You know, even if we have to ask for a shoelace, we must ask from Allah Ta'ala. So every single thing, the more dua we make to Allah Ta'ala, the better it is for us.
Very true, Appa. So Appa, how can we increase the chances of our dua being accepted?
The first thing that we need to make effort towards doing is to abstain from major sins. And also to make sure that we are eating, you know, halal, pure food. Because if we consume haram, that is one of the things that blocks our du'as from being answered. So we need to be conscious about what we are eating. And then also is for us to make du'a at those times when we know that du'a is surely accepted. You know, like on the day of Jum'ah, on a Friday, after your first salah, those kind of things. Like in the month of Ramadan, we know the month of Ramadan. You know, those special times when at Maghrib time, between Asr and Maghrib. So these are the important things that we should take heed of at the Tahajjud time. Even if our eyes open, you're sleeping and our eyes open at the Tahajjud time, And sometimes, you know, you just can't get out of the bed to actually read the Tahajjud Salah. But even if you make dua to Allah Ta'ala at that time, your eyes just open and you make dua to Allah Ta'ala at that time, your dua also will get accepted. So it's good for us to keep in mind the times when dua is accepted and to make effort to make dua on those times.
Sadly, in today's times, we will see that many a times when we do go through difficulty, what happens is when we are advised to make dua, it can be something which, you know, makes us angry for some reason. Like someone will come and tell us to make dua, and instantly we will feel, how will dua help me at this moment? So, Appa, you know, many a times a person may have the doubt in their dua being accepted. So how can we stop having these doubts, and how can we build on having trust in it that it will be accepted?
And, you know, it's so true what you are saying, because this is, you know, it happens a lot of the time. And this is where we need to, you know, we need to shake ourselves when we hear this reminder. So if someone is saying that to us, you know, they are saying to us, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, we should shake ourselves up, you know, and hear it as that this is how Allah Ta'ala has sent a reminder to us. I'm looking for a solution. And now when this, you know, a part of the solution has come to me, and I'm, you know, I'm becoming angry, I'm going to dismiss it. So how, you know, how am I going to help myself? So we need to understand that dua is, you know, the first step that we go and we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. We have to remove this doubt, because this is from Shaitan. Remember, Shaitan doesn't want us to turn to Allah Ta'ala. He wants us to turn to every other thing and every other means. He doesn't want us to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So that is why more we have to turn to dua. When we feel that, you know, I'm becoming angry, oh, yes, I know I must make dua. We must, you know, remind ourselves that, yes, let me go and make dua. That's the first step. You know, dua is so powerful, like we said, because that is, Allah Ta'ala is the controller of everything. So how can we become angry, you know, and we feel like nobody's understanding, and how is it going to solve my problem? But how can it not solve our problem when Allah Ta'ala is the controller of everything? We have to remember, we want our health back. We want our sustenance to become easy for us. We want whatever it is that we want. How can we ever turn away from the controller, the one who has the control of all of that that we want? And so we have to let him give ourselves a shake. And then we have to make effort, you know, that immediately let me go and make dua. And like, sometimes we assume that, okay, you know, by saying we're going to make dua, it means that we make our dua and then, you know, we don't have to do anything else after that. We still need to make our effort, right? Dua and effort go hand in hand. But when we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and I promise you one thing, you know, when we make dua to Allah Ta'ala with a sincerity in our heart, I promise you, you know, Allah Ta'ala opens up such doors and such ways for us that we can never imagine, like how it's mentioned. That Allah Ta'ala will really open up doors for us in ways that we can never imagine. And this is what we want. We don't want to be chasing, you know, a door that is maybe not going to open. So when we turn to Allah Ta'ala, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala first. And then we continue with our effort, whatever it is. You know, then Allah Ta'ala is the one that opens up the right door for us. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't let our effort go to waste. You know, so this can help us to, you know, remove that doubt and say, well, you know what, Allah is the one that will not let my effort go to waste. Instead of me, you know, maybe, for example, maybe I need some sort of treatment, medical treatment for my health. Or even like you say, you know, we're looking for our sustenance, etc. So when we talk to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will open up those right doors, that we will find the right type of treatment. We will find the right way to, you know, gain our sustenance and those kind of things. So this is why it's very, very important before we do anything, let us always make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And we will, you know, we will be so amazed that how merciful is Allah Ta'ala, how kind is Allah Ta'ala, that He really doesn't, you know, let our efforts go to waste. How Allah Ta'ala is, you know, He'll just help us, and we will find that things will become easier for us, and we will find the thing that we are looking for.
Apa, you know, I teach small children, so more or less most of the time we are telling them to make dua, and we are advising them to make dua, especially after salah, and asking them to make dua. And many of them, I've noticed, they don't really have that understanding of what dua is, or that, you know, that belief that the du'as will be accepted. Like, for instance, I tell them, make du'a and whatever you wish for will come through, or something like that. Whatever you ask from Allah, Allah accept it. So, Abba, how can we create, you know, the love of making du'a in our children?
If the best way that children, you know, learn and grow up with it, understanding is when they see us do it as well. So in our household, in our home, which is, you know, the first madrasa of any child, the first learning university of any child, if they see us, you know, doing that, then they will follow, and they will. It will start to grow the importance and the understanding of it, because whatever we do as parents, children, you know, they hold it as important, and they trust in it, and they know that, you know what, this is what our parents are doing, so we also have to follow it. So if we make dua a part of our life, that we are showing our children, they're seeing us making dua, and then they will come and they will sit there with us, you know, especially when they're younger, they're smaller. They like to come, like, even when we're eating salah, they like to come and they, you know, they eat salah with you. Or even if they're playing around there, whatever is the case. But when they ask, and even then when we are conscious about all of our du'as, you know, at eating time, sleeping time, whatever it is, then, it, you know, that's the best way, is when they see us practicing on it, and then they also learn how to, you know, bring du'a into their life.
That is the best advice. And I would say most of the time, also try to teach them the meanings of the dua, what it really means, so that they understand what they're asking for. Many a times you find that the child might be making the dua, but they struggle to understand what it means. And because they don't know what it means, so it becomes difficult for them to make it all the time. So even like by encouraging them to recite the meaning loud so that he can understand and comprehend what it means, inshallah, that will also create a love for making dua in our children as well. And also encouraging them to ask for to ask for anything and everything. That, I think, also create a love so that they know that the dua is what. And even whatever, if they have asked for something, maybe they ask, they want something from you, encourage them to make dua first and teach them how that is the first step into getting from whatever they need in this life.
Definitely. And, you know, so it's encouragement. It's a lot of encouragement and reminders that they need, and this is how they will also learn to grow and understand and follow. Most importantly is follow, you know, that of making dua.
Abba, it was such a lovely interview, and we have learned a lot. Abba, jazakallah khair for joining us, Abba.
No problem. Jazakallah so much.
Jazakallah.
And I accept all of our efforts.
Ameen, Ameen, Abba. It was a pleasure to have Abba on with us. And we look forward to having Abba again, inshallah.
I look forward to being on again.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. This is where we will end our interview for today, Abba. Until next time, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Gee, that was Abbas Rabia Sirat, and she was giving us some advice on dua as well as the importance and why is dua known as the essence of worship. Now we are going to end our show, but before that, let us go for the reminder of the day. And today's reminder of the day is on dua, increasing dua for anything and everything that we are doing. You know, whatever you may be going through, don't wait only for difficulties, but also whatever we may be we may need in life, let us try to make dua for that every time and any time that we get time to make dua, increase that dua. So we may be, let us have the habit of, you know, the first thing that we do is that, you know what, we make dua first and then try means of elevating the difficulty we may be going through, and then try means to actually get the thing that we are asking for in dua. So the first ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then make effort for that, as Appa has mentioned. And also, another reminder is that of reading the dua always, that Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa kina adab an-nar, that Allah give us good in this world and the hereafter, increase in that dua, in that Rabbana dua. So that is the reminder of today. And also, when we are making dua, let us ponder over the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us ponder over the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting the dua. Let us ponder over it, the power of Allah. The power Allah has to accept the dua, the power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to, you know, take away the difficulties we may be going through. And that is our reminder of the day for this Tuesday afternoon. So until next week Tuesday, from me, Hajira Muzawir, ma'assalam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.